You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia ora e te whanau, e whakarongo ana koutou, ki te reo irirangi, iwa te kaumarima. You're on the 95BFM Breakfast Show. My name is Rachel and we've got a very special guest in the studio, kia ora Marlon Williams.
Kia ora Rachel.
Hey, how are you?
I'm tickety boo.
Tickety boo. It's a very exciting morning because you've just announced a whole bunch of new shows on your tour that you're doing next year, An Evening with Marlon Williams. So it's 26 all up now. That's big number.
We're at 26. It's amazing. It's just, just more opportunity to hang out around New Zealand.
Well, it's been quite a wonderful silver lining of a very strange year that people have been able to do these extensive tours of our own country. It's something that you've always done, actually, as a musician. It must be quite a nice thing to feel like you're getting back to those musical roots a little bit.
That's it, yeah. It's, I've been sort of touring around the world for the last wee while and mainly with my band. It's an exciting prospect to just be able to lock into the state highways of New Zealand and,
and find the best pie shops and pit stops and things.
Yeah. That are just gold.
You're playing some really beautiful venues. Like, you've managed to pick all the sort of gems from every town that you're going to. People in Tamaki Makaurau will be very pleased to know you've got two new shows at the Hollywood Cinema and also a very special show at the Lee Sawmill.
Yeah.
Which will be with some friends.
With some friends. Yeah, yeah. That'll be the whole tour is going to be a very sort of specific show. I'm going to put a lot of planning into it, but the Marlon Williams and friends at Lee Sawmill, that's going to be just a lot more fun.
Awesome. Yeah. Do you know who your friends are yet, or are you still gathering?
No,
them?
I never know who my friends are.
Yeah, you got to know who your real ones are at the end of the day, eh? We're also excited to hear about this new record that you've got with Casey and Clayton, who are from Canada, but maybe you can tell us a little bit more about who they are as a duo.
Okay, so Casey and Clayton are second cousins from many generations deep ranching families of southern Saskatchewan in Canada.
That's so cool. Yeah. That feels like the most Canadian thing somehow.
They're amazing. And I just discovered them a couple of years ago on Spotify and then just was like, can we make an album together? Because you guys are amazing. There's something in their sound that just took me away. So yeah. I went and recorded an album with them in December 2018 in the middle of deep dark Canada in the middle of winter. And then we sort of pieced it together over the last couple of years and it's kind of feels bizarre to be putting it out now because it was such a whole, everything seems like a whole world ago. But that in particular, it just felt like a dream.
Yeah, completely different time and a place. And there's been some really wonderful videos that have come out from the first two singles we've heard already.
Oh, cool, yeah.
And I wanted to know a little bit about what was kind of going on for the like visual and the sonic stuff when you put this record together because, some fans of yours will be excited to see things like Arahura on the track listing in here.
Yeah.
But then also some songs that I'm assuming you must have written with Casey and Clayton as well.
There's a little bit of cross contamination going on, I wanted to bring a song like Arahura to the project because it was I was going over there to Canada with their band and their world, and I was like, that's my most sort of, it's my biggest injection of New Zealand that I can put in there. So it's just interesting seeing how the two sort of sides, what the sum of the parts is,
It must be a really interesting thing to be playing around the world. I mean, that's not something that people are really doing at the moment, but to have travelled around the world and take your music overseas and see how it connects with people on different levels, because that's something I'm sure all musicians have different experiences with. But when you've got these songs that are so entrenched in, like, Aotearoa-ness as well, how does it feel to be bringing those to international audiences?
Yeah, well, that's it. The listener brings everything that they bring to it, and you become very very sensitive to how they're receiving something, and especially different cultures. Like if we go and play in Portugal, it's everyone's like clapping like 16ths, like with like in 5/4 like polyrhythms over the top. And you go to England, everyone's sort of clapping on the on beat.
And very politely waiting till you've finished, and then
So it's a real ethnographical study, you know.
Yeah. So it must be very special then to come back to New Zealand and be like, kind of know where your audience is coming.
There's one layer less.
Yeah.
Or something of communication to worry about.
It has been a very odd year for everything and the whole bloody world at the moment. But how has isolation been for you? I presume you've been down in Lyttelton.
I've been hiding out. Spent isolation in a cute little cottage with my flatmate Tom, and it already seems like forever ago, you know, and I was just talking to friends in Australia and Melbourne and being like, oh my God, I can't believe you're just coming out of it now.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's definitely, time just sort of feels like it stretches on forever. But, I had, in the privileged position to have a good time during lockdown and just, you know, tried to learn how to cook better and...
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't do a lot of writing, but did a lot of reading and, just like really nice things that I wouldn't have spent time doing otherwise.
Yeah. I think it's nice. It's important to kind of have those breaks as well. And I guess lockdown was a bit of a circuit breaker for a lot of people having that moment.
Everyone sort of, you know, has to take stock and, you know, that's would have been super confronting for a lot of people, I think. You know, and it's going to, you know, we're all going to need ongoing support for each other as we sort of work our way through this new world. So.
Exactly. Well, music is one of those things that I think has supported people through the weirdness of this year and will keep supporting people through.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to being able to hear this whole wonderful album, and you're going to play us one of these tracks. Is that right?
I am, indeed.
All right. I'm going to turn this microphone on.
Okay, see if I can remember the order of these words. This is called I Wonder Why. You're folding round with my heart again and making me cry. You turn my world upside down again with your love and lies. I never told you that you had to stay. I even told you goodbye. You're folding round with my heart again. I wonder why. You're playing games with my mind again. I don't know day from night. Just when I thought I could love again, you prove me right. Just when I thought I could start anew and walk on into the light, you're playing games with my mind again. I won.
Thanks, y'all.
That was beautiful. Thank you so much, Marlon. That was really special.
My absolute pleasure, Rachel.
Oh, cheers for bringing in your guitar today and bringing in all your positive vibes. We've had some lovely texts in about this. Someone says they've got the chills. Lots of love for Marlon in the morning. And somebody's done a special shout out for the NCEA videos you did over lockdown.
Oh, yeah, that's one of the... I did manic NCEA videos over lockdown. That's
they
what I did.
Very much captured the vibe of my NCEA experience. So thank you for that as well. Hey, Marlon, looking forward to catching you at a show in your many, many tour dates, 26 dates around the country in March next year, including four at the Hollywood in Auckland, two at the Auckland Town Hall, and also one very special evening at the Lee Sawmill with a whole bunch of your mates as well.
Correct.
Cool. Hey, awesome. Thank you so much for popping in this morning. Have a lovely rest of your Friday.
Yeah, you too.
Nau mai hoki mai, ki te hōtaka parakuahi. Welcome along and welcome back to the 95 BFM Breakfast Show. We were just listening to the wonderful Yaz Ahmed with Deeds Not Words, that is the Surly remix. And of course before that we had Marlon Williams in the studio performing live one of his brilliant new songs from his record, which will be out in December with Casey and Clayton. That was I Wonder Why, and some lovely messages coming in from you folks at home. So thank you so much. You can keep those rolling through to 5395.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.